Did you know that Americans consume more apples than any other fruit? That it takes 36 apples to make just 1 gallon of apple cider? And it's pretty cool to know that one of George Washington's hobbies included pruning apple trees. Friends, we are in the heart of October, and it's nearly impossible for me to not think about apples, Honeycrisp and Granny Smith, to be exact, amidst the pumpkins, hot chocolate, bonfires, and all things cozy. Something about fresh apples sprinkled with cinnamon stewing in a pot on the stove encourages me to embrace the season and enjoy my time in the kitchen once again. One of my most cherished apple recipes is from a cookbook put together by a local church here in Statesboro. A special shout out to Ms. Pat Hutchinson for her delicious fresh apple cake recipe. This is one I personally have enjoyed and I know will be enjoyed by others for decades to come. It's an easy recipe that is baked in a casserole dish and is sure to melt in your mouth. Definitely a must take to your fall gatherings. And for you mamas needing an easy, fun snack for your kiddos, slice a fresh apple and sprinkle it with a little sugar-free strawberry jello. This is the closest thing you'll find to a candied apple at the fair and your children will not be disappointed. Fresh apple cake. 1¼ cup cooking oil. 2 cups sugar. 3 large eggs. 3 cups cake flour. 3 cups sliced raw apples. 1 teaspoon vanilla extract. Mix in order given and pour into a greased baking pan or dish. Bake at 325 for 1 hour. Allow cake to remain in baking pan and cover with glaze. Glaze. 1 cup brown sugar. 1 stick butter. 1/3 cup evaporated milk. 1/2 teaspoon vanilla. Combine ingredients in a small saucepan and cook for 2.5 minutes, stirring constantly. Spoon over cake while both are warm. Enjoy a scoop of ice cream or whipped cream with this yummy goodness. Until next time, friends, use your good dishes. Kathy Deal.